Note reference, 3. The big names associated with existential phenomenology are Husserl, Sartre, Merleau-Ponty, Heidegger, and Schütz, while the dialogal existentialists grouped themselves around the names of Buber, Marcel, and Rosenstock-Huessy. I try to make clear that this is, of course, a gross oversimplification because there are so many subtle internal differences among these people that one hesitates in trying to classify them into two schools, but I note that there is some justification for it. The initial rough difference which I attempt to bring forth is that the approach of the existential phenomenological social psychologist begins with careful descriptions and reflective analysis of human consciousness is given to the individual. The dialogal existentialists are, on the other hand, more impressed with the reality of speech between people and study the use of language generally, as well as how it expresses human experiences and activities. I point out that for the dialogal existentialists, human events are phenomena of meaning articulated in language, that they are stories to be told and listened to, and that these stories are considered the starting point for all further thinking and theory building. I also discuss how consciousness too, is related to speech, which